the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Dear brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the supplication in which Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد. O Allah, if I had been tied with chains and cut off from the stream of your bounties in the presence of the witnessing people, ودللت على فضائح عيون العباد, and there were all eyes to see how I was exposed to disgrace. وَأَمَرْتَ بِي إِلَى النَّارِ وَحُلْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْأَبْرَارِ, and if I was ordered to proceed to hell, and a barrier was put between me and the blessed pious, مَا قَتَعْتُ رَجَائِي مِنْكْ وَمَا صَرَفْتُ تَأْمِيلِي لِلْعَفْوِ عَنْكْ, even then I would not cease to have hope. It would not stop me from expecting your pardon. وَلَا خَرَجَ حُبُّكَ مِنْ قَلْبِي, it would not take away your love from my heart. أَنَا لَا أَنْسَى أَيَادِيَكَ عِنْدِي وَسَتْرَكَ عَلَيَّ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا, I have not forgotten your bounties. I have not forgotten the protection you made available for me in this world.
Ramadan, Ramadan.
The ocean of dua. Since the word hub was used in this part of the supplication, Imam alayhi salam says that the love of Allah does not cease in his heart even if he's ordered to proceed to hell. This would not take away his love from the heart of the servant. We will talk about some of the ways we can nurture love for God and his remembrance in our hearts. Of course, when you have a close look at this very part of the supplication, you can easily understand that one of the main things that we can nurture a love for God in our hearts with is remembrance of His blessings. Because Imam alayhi salam says, أَنَا لَا أَنْسَ أَيَادِيَكَ عِنْدِي. I have not forgotten your bounties and your blessings. So the first way of nurturing love for God can be said to paying attention to the blessings of Allah. Because nurturing the love of God keeps a person away from disobeying Him, from violating His orders. And what shall we do to keep this love of God in our hearts so that we can remain near to Him? What shall we do to be so hopeful that even if we are thrown to hellfire, the hope of God's mercy is not removed from our hearts? We should try to remember His blessings. We should try to remember that He never left us alone in our afflictions and in our challenges and problems in this world. And this is what Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has explicitly mentioned earlier in this dua Abu Hamza Thumali. He quoted earlier, "If ever my love for you is not removed from my heart, it is because I do not forget your blessings, neither do I forget your concealment of my sins and lapses." So it can be inferred from these statements that if we want the love of God to remain in our hearts, we must constantly remember Him. We must always remember His ample blessings. In this regard, the Holy Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, أَحِبُّ لِمَا يَغْذُوكُمْ بِنِعَمِهِ. Love Allah as He nourishes you with His blessings. It is also mentioned in a hadith Qudsi that God the Exalted said to Musa ibn Imran alayhi salam, "O Musa, express your love for me in the presence of people." And Hadrat Musa alayhi salam asked, "What should I do?" God said, "Mention my blessings to them." Therefore, in order to nurture the love of Allah in our hearts, we must try to remember each of His blessings and each of His favors. And God's blessings are so abundant, we are so enveloped and encircled by them, that we cannot comprehend their existence, and we are always unaware of their value, except when we encounter problems, when we are deprived of one or some of these blessings. Only then we realize their value. That is why we are highly recommended to try and remind ourselves of the presence of Allah and His blessings around us. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side.